Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into a Monday edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long, the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. Coming off a big LSU victory, 13-7 over Oregon State. The Tigers punching their ticket to the Super Regionals. We'll have the post-game audio of head coach Jay Johnson coming up immediately after our first break. He said, Bobby, that the Tigers, he's expecting them to have a game on Friday, but there is no official word yet on that. When the Tigers are obviously who the Tigers are going to be playing. We're waiting on Indiana, Kentucky. That game is 2-2 in the top of the fourth inning currently.
Yeah, the bottom line is Indiana Hoosiers, Kentucky Wildcats, that's basketball schools. We got to get to Omaha. They play baseball. That's what I was telling Charlie and Mike and Steve. We did play Indiana because you look at scheduling and, they want to get, Bloomington, Indiana, want to get away from the cold. We did play them. Now, if it's past, a handful of years, then maybe, but I don't know, some reason I can recall that LSU played Indiana to kind of start the season. You know, when they start and the teams from up north come down south. Right. And we never, looked at like, oh, that's we helping Indiana out to be able to play baseball. But you never perceive like Indiana beating LSU. Now, Kentucky's more familiar with LSU. I think they'd probably have confidence. You look at all SEC teams would have confidence against one another, how it's going to come about. You never know because you look at like at the start of the season, SEC play this year. Look, Tennessee's moving on to the Super Regional. Who didn't even qualify for the SEC tournament? Missouri Tigers beat them three games.
It's crazy, right?
Remember Missouri beat Tennessee? So yeah. When you look at SEC play, I don't know, just trying to get to Omaha, I guess I'd rather play Indiana than Kentucky, who you're familiar with. You can go both ways, however you break it down. But, when you look at what's occurred and how they smashing the baseball, it is kind of like gorilla ball. You got 19 hits. Okay, you look at 19 hits, but like 9 home runs the past couple of games. You look at it, LSU belted 5 home runs, including one from the 9-hole hitter, Josh Pearson, just in his second of the season when they won the meaningful, to say the least, game against the Beavers, Oregon State, 6-5. It was kind of like gorilla ball because if you look at it, the Tigers scored all their runs. That was the first time they beat Oregon State via the long ball. That was like 1997. It's like, we're going to party like it's 1999. We're going to party like it's 1997 gorilla ball. So, however,
that's what I was like. Oh, man, they played small ball.
No, it doesn't matter.
There wasn't enough long ball in that two-lane game.
No, Steve, come on.
Then they exploded. I wanted more juice.
No, you're more like Yankees. That's like the New York Yankees. I tell you, I want more juice. I don't know. I just want us to win. I don't know whether you're bunting or did you score a run, a wild pitch, whatever. Did you get in? Did you walk in a runner? You just got to win the game. But, we always like the – who doesn't like the long ball? I mean, come on, if you're following – baseball, but what's one thing, and it's looking in the South, and you're dealing with inclement weather. I mean, you never know. Now, we'll be playing coming up this weekend, whether it's Kentucky, Indiana. I mean, do you think everything will be on time? I mean, I don't know.
I don't think it is every year. I think we go through the same thing, right?
Yeah, so I'm looking at the weather. Saturday, we're all excited to see LSU and Oregon State, and we're hanging out for a few hours. We're eating a burger, popcorn, peanuts, and all that. Oh, and then all of a sudden, we're going to say, well, maybe we could see Tulane finish the game against Sam Houston. Not so fast.
Then we get zero baseball.
Yeah. So, listen, Saturday, they abandoned the Tulane-Sam Houston game after a six-hour delay. And then you had a three-hour delay on Sunday before LSU and Oregon State could resume their play. So you never know what's going to happen. I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised. Now, it didn't happen. LSU's fortunate to move on. I mean, there's going to have a case in point in the future that, you know what, oh, inclement weather, it won't finish until Tuesday. You know, something would have happened today, and they couldn't finish the game until Tuesday. So I could see in the future that definitely coming about. But you know what, as much as like Skeen and Holly dominated Tulane and all that,
yeah.
And because he's like, oh, why was he pitching him there? But you want to be in that winner's bracket. Look how tough it was for Oregon State coming out of the loser's bracket. But, you're trying to conserve pitching. But you know what could be a good sign for LSU with that right now? Is Thatcher Hurd. You know, transfer from UCLA.
Had a little bit of a rough outing, but definitely got it together at the end.
Yeah, throwing five key innings.
And how many strikeouts did he have? 12, 13?
Yeah. 12.
12.
Yeah, so you got to look at all that and where we're at right now. But I like where LSU's at right now. You look at, big pitches. You look from Ty Floyd, Thatcher Hurd, Gavin Guidry. You look at Gavin Guidry, not so much this game, but the game before. If you look at all those pitches, Floyd, Hurd, and Guidry, they combined to strike out 19 Oregon State batters, tying LSU's season high. So maybe you're peaking at the right time. You're striking them out. It seems like it's like Feast of Fandoms. So look, Hurd struck out 12, twice striking out the side. Then you look at Guidry, Howley. This is what we need to do. Because I still don't think we have a closer. You know, like a true closer.
Right.
You got to get three outs. Look at Guidry, I think better than he was today. But, only 12 pitches it took him to beat Oregon State. And in that game, I don't know, it's a toss-up when it's only a one-run game.
When we get back from the break, we'll be hearing from LSU baseball head coach Jay Johnson and what his post-game comments were after the win over Oregon State, putting the Tigers in the Super Regionals. Back with more on Sports Talk here after the break on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, going to get into the Jay Johnson sound right away. He spoke for over 20 minutes after their win over Oregon State. In-studio producer Charlie Long, nice enough to cut it up for us. We're going to get into the first half right now. Here's what Jay Johnson had to say after the game.
Yeah, Jay, this weekend in every phase of the game, was it one of your more complete weekends? Hitting, starting pitching, relief pitching, fielding, was it one of the more complete weekends you've had this year?
Yeah, I think it was very complete baseball. I think it was complimentary baseball. I remember the first game of the season, you know, Paul went out and threw a shutout. We played errorless defense and hit a few homers and moved the ball with runners in scoring position and talked about being a good model. And sometimes we've done two of the three well. And usually when we've done two of the three well, we win because we have really good players that have a good plan. But I feel good about how we executed and played complimentary baseball this weekend.
Jay, obviously the news just broke about Wes Johnson. Does he plan on staying for
yes.
the rest of the season?
Yeah, he's locked in. This has been done for like 5 days. So, I think the preparation and the execution of the pitching staff this weekend speaks for itself. And, it's just a new time in college athletics. So I would just... we were having a meeting tomorrow morning. I was going to tell him tomorrow morning, but obviously you don't get to that point. But I love him like a brother. I mean, I can't imagine only spending 11 months with somebody and connecting the way that we have. And, we're going to get a great pitching coach. Like, I'm not even worried about that or dialing any of that stuff in. I love working with him. And he's made a big impact on our guys, and it's been great. But, it is what it is, and I don't have any reason to worry about how we're going to roll going forward.
Over the last couple of weeks, the pitching staff has, gradually improved. I mean, is that just sort of a testament to how this team has sort of grown with Wes and, really taking his advice lately?
Yeah, I think sometimes what gets lost in this environment, meaning the SEC or the top of college baseball, like look back at our schedule, and I would add Oregon State to that this weekend, and then the SEC tournament, and there's 8 regional hosts from our conference this year. I think we played 6 of the 8. And so you're going to get hit in the mouth a little bit. What I always have had confidence in is we've kind of always rallied back. I lost a 9-run lead to Mississippi State and then went out and pitched 3 really good games in a row after that. And sometimes that gets lost. But this is also a development-based business, and sometimes guys develop at different times. Griffin Herring probably wasn't ready to do what he did today in March, but he developed over the course of time. And because we had gotten him in some of those situations, he was totally in control of himself out there. And those are all over the team. I mean, just a couple of, Hayden, the guy's been hurt like nonstop for the last 2 years, but he just stayed with it. And while he wasn't in the lineup and Brady and Alex were playing, he just kept getting better. And now he was ready for his time. That's just part of the curtain that doesn't get pulled back for everybody outside of us. But we see it, and it gives you confidence in guys, in settings like this. And so, yeah, they've developed in a great way.
Right, next time, Coach.
Jay, you've talked a good bit about Josh Pearson recently because of the way that he's played. When he did get his shot here, what do you think allowed him to play well down the stretch?
He controls his heartbeat. He's a good hitter. I mean, he has a good short swing. He manages his zone really well. And, if you asked him, he kind of got outplayed a little bit going into the season by a number of good players on this team. And this was a competitive, it's obvious, it's the best offense in the country. So it's hard to get in that lineup. But he kept working. It's kind of the same as Hayden. Stayed positive, and I had a meeting with him right before we started conference play and said, hey, I'm going to play you tomorrow just because I trust you. And he was really big in that series win at Texas A&M and then played well against Arkansas and played well against Tennessee and then cooled off and somebody heated up. And it just comes down to I trust him to take championship level at bats and to do the things that these guys articulated already. He just brings a lot in that regard.
Over here to your left, Jay.
Jay, throughout all the delays these past few days with the weather and just all these different things that have come up, what do you say the one thing is that you're teaching these boys that's important when things like that do happen?
You know, I mean, they would talk about controlling what you could control. And you hear us talk about preparation a lot, overcoming, you know, challenges. You know, kind of a saying I have with them is there's no problems, there's only challenges. And that's all mindset. And, you know, we're going to be a no-drama program. Tell us when to play. And if there's lightning within 8 miles, I guess that means you can't play. So let us know when we can get back out there and be prepared. I was really proud of them for how locked in we were when we restarted the game yesterday. I was proud of them for showing up ready to play, even though we didn't play on Saturday. And I think that's just maturity, and as it should be. You know, we have old players. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, were in a very tightly contested regional last year, and they used that experience to their benefit this weekend.
Back right here, Coach.
Jay, obviously, you know, it feels good to be able to win right here, be able to win, you know, your regional, but how much are you emphasizing to your guys, like, yes, we're going to celebrate today, but we have bigger things that we're looking forward to, especially making it to Omaha?
Yeah, I think the best thing that happened was, as I said earlier in my opening statement, the preparation for this weekend was elite, and so they have a blueprint, and so I want them to enjoy this. I think if you don't for a minute, you kind of forget about why are you actually doing this, and then they'll have a very structured plan starting with our meeting later tomorrow morning of how we're going to attack next weekend. And I have no concern whatsoever of them being ready to play next weekend.
Back left, Coach.
Coach, you've obviously broke this down backwards and forwards in terms of your approach and how you're going to pitch it. I just wanted your thoughts now after that you won the three games, to start Skeens first and then Thatcher to team up with Ty, and then the job your guys did today along with those rain delays that kind of challenged you there.
Yeah, this is always one of my favorite weeks of the year, and I love the preparation part of it. Once we got the bracket, we started looking at each team and maybe where the potential trouble spots, problems might arise. You know, it's postseason baseball. I think going with Paul, I'm guessing is the nature of the question, is I thought it would help our team settle into the postseason. And then the weather thing, that was a real deal. Yeah. And that was, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that was all the decision, but it was certainly part of the decision. I remember in 2016, my team won a regional at Louisiana Lafayette, and then we bused straight to Mississippi State for the super regional. And that was on Tuesday, and LSU's regional was still being played on Tuesday. So knowing that there was some weather, the potential that he could possibly pitch twice if that was needed, if the pitch count was low in one of those situations. And then I don't think anybody gives Ty Floyd enough credit. The guy's undefeated. That means he has not lost a game. I'm not a genius, but I think it's good when you can pitch guys that haven't lost a game.
Right here in the front, Coach.
Riley Cooper has been pitching for you for a while now. If you could go back to his freshman year, which I know he pitched in a lot of high leverage situations for you at Arizona, what did you identify with him that made you trust him so quickly, and how has he grown?
Yeah, trust is the key word. First off, go back and look up at his high school statistics. He was like 30-1 or something like that. And in high school baseball in Fresno, California is really good. Like, this is not... He was a winner. That was the first thing. We recruited him at Arizona because he was a winner. And then he pitched in some big spots as a freshman. And, you know, I'll never forget this opening game. So part of back to the pitching strategy in 2021 as a freshman, we pitched our ace, Chase Silseth, who's already in the major leagues. And he gave up like four fast. I mean, we were down 4-0 in game one of a home regional as a host and national seed. And they were a little bit left-handed, so we rolled them out there and allowed our team to come back. And, I mean, it was a really solid performance. And then the very next weekend against Ole Miss in game one of a super regional, major league pitcher gives up three in the first inning. We come back and kind of tie it up, and then we go right to him again, and he shuts Ole Miss down. and you know, helps us get to Omaha, and then goes to Omaha, and we're playing in front of 26,000 people against Vanderbilt, and you're rolling them out there, and I mean, the heartbeat's slow, and he just executes. I mean, he pitched in two games in the NCAA tournament last year. There's never been a question about whether he can do it or not, and I mean, he's had some of the most important pitching performances of the 2 years that we've been here, and he's just a winner. And sometimes it's not about the velocity of the fastball. It's not about the metrics. It's about who's a winner, you know, and Riley Cooper's a winner, and we're at winning time right now. So, you know, that's why he was chosen today, and the fact that we thought specifically after watching the game last night that he would match up well with Oregon State.
That's LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson after the Tigers' victory today over Oregon State, sending the Bayou Bengals into the Super Regional. I know what really stood out to you in that press conference right there, Bobby.
Well, before I get to that, but his last statement by Coach Johnson is like, Riley Cooper's a winner. And you know what? I like winners. How can you go against a winner? I mean, listen, any fan that's going to challenge Coach Johnson – come on, he forgot more baseball than you know. Listen, I know as much baseball as you know. You think we know more baseball than Coach Johnson and we're not going to trust him? Come on. Come on. Now, you might not always agree, and he's not like, I don't know, he's not a messiah where everything he's going to, decision he makes goes right, but he plays to percentages and the task at hand and what's going to come about. So that's why we got to slow our roll and understand how important it was for LSU to be in the winner's bracket.
And imagine he saved Skeens, then Skeens ended up pitching just three innings and there's a weather delay. So yep. You ended up getting a nine-inning complete game performance out of him.
With Ty Floyd, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I know if he can, he's a meteorologist, and
he's got better weather updates than we did for Saturday's game.
But nobody look at all that kind of stuff and what's going to come about. So we got the right skipper at the helm, like Skip Bertman, because we always look at that, and we just got to trust him. Now, I still think whether it's Kentucky or Indiana, you got to get to Omaha and come out on top. Listen, I know we got the right leader. And what I like also is that, and all the Houdat Nation Saints fans will appreciate this, and the NFL maybe needs to do this more, because the fans will call sometimes in the point after in the post game, well, they're answering a question. What the hell's the question? I can't hear the question. So all the Saints organization, all NFL teams, when you're doing a post game press conference, can you please have someone, I don't know, with a boom mic, or you pass around the mic so the fans can hear the question and then you hear the response instead of like, and then the player talks or the coach talks about.
Who's he talking about?
Yeah, well, what is he talking about? They always ask me, what is the player or the coach commenting on? I don't know what the question is. So I got to cipher or figure it out. I guess that's what they're talking about. How about this day and age? Come on. We got artificial intelligence, AI. We're all worried about that. We can't hear the damn question if you're a fan in a post-game interview. Come on, Saints. Come on, NFL. LSU's doing it right. Then all those questions come in loud and clear.
Crystal.
And then you can hear the answers. Come on, how can we not have that going forward? So that's the one thing I expect every post-game in the Saints or in the NFL game, that we'll hear the question and the answer so the fans can respond whether they like it or they don't.
With more Q&A coming up after the break here on WWL, get more of Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach, here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
LSU baseball, a 13-7 victory over Oregon State, pushing the Tigers into the Baton Rouge Super Regionals now. Here's what Jay Johnson had to say after the match, part two of that post-game interview.
Yeah, Jay, just more of a big picture. You got what probably perfect scenario out of your pitching staff, I guess. Just right guys, right time. Do you really feel like it's rounding into what you wanted it to be?
Yes and no, because if it was perfect, Chase Shores, Garrett Edwards, Grant Taylor, or Jaden Newt would be out there. These guys are major leaguers. I think it speaks to how quality of a team that we have, that we've lost all of those guys, and we're sitting here 46-15, and we're playing home baseball with two wins to get to Omaha. And again, like, this game is not designed like football and basketball, and there's going to be some failure in it. And I'm just proud of them for kind of withstanding some of that and the response. And we needed to do two things well. When we brought relievers into the game, they needed to be ready to get the first guy out because we're bringing them in at a certain time to face a certain hitter. And we've started to do that really, really well. Every guy did that today. And then when something goes wrong, to reset for the next pitch. And mentally, I would just give our pitchers a lot higher marks over the last 3 weeks, being Georgia, SEC tournament, and this weekend prior to what we were doing the 2 weekends before that. And then you can look before that, and there were some pretty good runs of pitching there, too, at Ole Miss and Tennessee here. And then you start moving forward, you know, there were some other guys coming into the end of the game that, you know, we'll be excited to have back someday.
Right here in the front left, Coach, with two in a row. Go ahead.
Jay, you said since day one that it's never about just Omaha. It's one game at a time, one day at a time. Is that still the mindset leading up into Super Regionals?
Yeah. We talked about a couple things going into the postseason. Number one is it's a John Wooden thing of it's amazing what can be accomplished when nobody cares who gets the credit. And these guys are a team. And they're all about the togetherness part of it. They've done a wonderful job with that. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is just legitimately, no matter where we are at, that is where we were at. We're not worried about the next game. We're not worried about the next inning, the next pitch, and being just incredibly present. And I think when you look at the complimentary baseball that was played from the mound, from the field, offensively executing in a lot of ways, they did that this weekend. And so, again, my hope is that encourages them to stay locked into that frame of mind. And if they do that, then we play really good baseball. And if they do that, I can legitimately surrender the result because I know the mindset is right.
Right to the left again.
Jay, last year in Hattiesburg, you were bitterly disappointed when you guys lost because a couple of at-bats and maybe you're hosting the Super Regional last year. From that point to now, to get to host the Super Regional, I know it's not the ultimate goal, but how much fuel did that add to the fire for this season?
Yeah, I don't need any more motivation. This is my entire life. And, there's losses I think about every day. I mean, I lost the national championship game with a tying run on third and the winning run on second. And I'm over it. I'm at peace with it. But I think about it every single day to this day. That one hurt, not for the... You know, we didn't do this or that. I really wanted those guys to go to Omaha. You know what I mean? That's a group of guys that had not been there other than the guys we brought. So that's the part for me. It's like, I want this for them. And so, we don't need any more motivation, though. Yeah, we could do some things like Coach Burtman has done, and we'll still be plenty motivated around here. I promise.
Again in the front.
The other day that Hayden Travinsky isn't just a feel-good story. He's a really good baseball player. Obviously, two home runs this weekend. What are some of the things that make him so effective at the plate?
Yeah, I think he's got... I mean, he's very gifted in terms of his size, his physical strength. I think he loves hitting, and I think that's what the great part about this has been, is I was watching everything that was happening before we actually kind of put him in there, and you're taking this talented guy that figured out a process to develop to get him to that point, and then he's got nothing to lose, you know, and those guys with talent that have nothing to lose, that have the right plan, they can be scary, and he's in that mode right now, and he's so in control of himself. Like, the homers grab your attention, but how about the RBI single to right field on the changeup? I think it was his last at bat, or second to last at bat. I mean, that just, those are the things I go about. It's like, man, you throw it over here, he's going to hit it off the scoreboard, and he's willing to do that because that's what the game called for at that time. That's professional hitting.
Right here in the second row, Coach.
Hey, Coach, for most of the year, Riley has really struggled, but in his last two outings, not only has he been effective, but he's looked a lot more confident on the mound. What do you have to say about his last two outings?
He really was, he wanted to pitch today. I mean, he got to us after the game was over, and I'd already had it in my mind that this what we were going to do. It was like, hey, man, let's go. Like, give me the ball and we're going to win kind of attitude. And I thought that's how he pitched in Hoover also. You know, if we would have done a little bit more with Hagen Smith from Arkansas, we would have won that game, largely because of how well he pitched. And I believe Arkansas is one of the best teams in the country. And, I'm really pleased with how he's been down the stretch. He pitched good in that game. The game we lost, the lead to Mississippi State, he was the guy that came in and gave us a chance. And, you know, pitched good in Hoover. So it's been pretty good. We've been on an upward tick here lately.
We'll take a couple more. One here in the middle.
Jay, this is incredibly random, but y'all's first run was scored on a hit-by-pitch, and y'all have now been hit-by-pitch 251 times over the last two seasons. Can you explain why that might be happening?
Yeah, but I won't. No. It's unselfish play. You know what I mean? It's we have a hitting approach. We stick to our hitting approach. Part of that approach is to win what we call the free base war. You know, we want to walk, hit by pitches, make less errors than our opponents, advance on ball in the dirt, steal bases when it allows. And if you win those categories, you'd be amazed at how little else you have to do to win the game. Most college baseball games are actually lost. They're not won. And that part of it, and taking pride and being willing to do that, is just a, kind of part of our formula for winning.
Okay, Coach in the back, and then we'll come back to the front.
Coach, there's a lot of teams that were highly ranked all year that were hosting this weekend that are no longer playing moving forward. I just wanted to get your take on how difficult it actually is to win at this time of year.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I haven't scoreboard watched a whole lot because we've been really locked in on what we're doing here. Have no idea of anything that happened today. It's hard, you know. I mean, what Coach did here and the flags and doing it that frequently, that should really be appreciated because it's not that easy. And I tell him this all the time. I'm very thankful for what he did here because it's made LSU, and the best place to coach in the country. But what he did is he made all the teams in the Southeastern Conference a lot better too, which makes my job a lot harder. it's hard to win. It's hard to win one college baseball game. All elements of the program have to function at a high level: recruiting, development, coaching staff, the engagement of the players and what's going on. And even when you do all those things right, it doesn't guarantee success. But if you don't have all of that, you don't have a chance, you know, to win on this stage.
Okay, right here in the front again. And then we got one more in the back after, and we'll finish.
I know last year your, like, lefties were basically just Riley Cooper. How important is it to have two to three more guys who can throw from the left side?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. That'll be something that'll be a point of emphasis going forward. I think I learned as a young coach, like, having left-handed hitting and left-handed pitching is a key formula if you want to win at the highest level. And, you know, obviously having those three guys out there today, we didn't use Javen because he would have started the game, obviously, if we had to play another game. What an asset that's been. And, you know, really happy to have Jake Brown and Kate Anderson coming down the pipe next year, and we're just going to keep piling them up.
Okay, Michael, you got one in the back?
Yeah. Jay, I just wondered, the success that you had this week, does it get the wheels turning as far as what your staff and capabilities are for next week when you only got to win two?
You're talking about the pitching staff? Yeah, I mean, I feel really good about how we came out of this. I think we're playing on Friday, but I haven't heard that officially. I thought they just do it by what side of the bracket you're on. So we're set whether we play Friday or Saturday with where we wanted to be coming out of this.
Okay, Coach, this will be the last and final right here.
When interviewing Ackenhausen, he said that Wes Johnson taught him a lot mentally about himself that he didn't know. Would you say that Wes has left his mark in a way mentally for these boys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's done a great job with those guys. And, you know, between the ears, that's a huge part of our program and how we operate. You know, I'm not a pitching mechanics guy per se, but you notice I go to the mound a lot. It's literally just to help them in those moments and about what's going on in the game and just getting them reconnected to execute the things that Wes has taught them. And, you know, he's very complete as a coach. And like I said, he's a great person. And, you know, his impact's not done here. Like, he's with us. You know what I mean? And we've hashed out everything we need to hash out to be in the right spot. And we're in a good spot moving forward.
That's LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson. What you got, Bobby?
Well, and you look at, like, okay, who helped us win this region? Then you're going to go into the super regional. Obviously, you look at Paul Skeens. He was done, considering. You know what's amazing? I don't know, Charlie or Steve, if y'all ever witnessed this, even at a major league level, whatever, that your first pitch, you basically could throw 100 miles an hour, and your 120th pitch –
still topping that gun.
It's 100 miles an hour. Now, I'm not talking about the
built
first
different.
30 or 40 pitches, but I'm saying your last pitch is like your first pitch. And then when you think about it, it'd be almost like, okay, like, oh, boy, you're unbelievable, and you're in the best shape you could be, peak condition in the first quarter. You come out like gangbusters in the fourth quarter. You're not the same player. You know, can you be that same player throughout the game? And Paul Skeens, I don't know, Charlie, have y'all witnessed that? I mean, if you throw in 100 miles an hour.
Bobby, I compare him to Justin Verlander with his build. He's built like a horse. Like, this dude can just fling it. Like, I mean, I've seen, and JV is, you know, getting in his late 30s at this point, but he still throws like 97, 98 miles per hour on his fastest pitches. Paul Skeens on 124th pitch in that Louisiana heat, throwing 101 miles per hour is incredible. But that's just how he's built. Some of these kids are just built that way. Like Hunter Green, for instance, I think we talked about this when we were in Baton Rouge, that Reds prospect that got picked in the top five a couple years back that's now in the majors. He was throwing 102 miles an hour as like an 18-year-old. It's just incredible, incredible athletes.
Well, you know, you talk about, can old school guy play as a new school, you know, how you are. Right. And it's like, if you can't throw low 90s or mid 90s, why you even want to play professional baseball? Go get a real job, whatever. But then you look, Charlie, I was telling you about like Nolan Ryan and how they talked about
another guy that was built different.
Yeah, and how the radar gun and how it's changed. And, you know, the old school radar gun, I want to say off the top of my head, he was throwing like 100, 102.
Yeah.
They said it'd be the equivalent right now of throwing like 108 miles per hour.
You just hear that thing coming in.
So like Nolan Ryan, he could pitch when he pitch, or he could pitch 100 years later. I don't know, as a human being or as a pitcher. So let's say it's the year 2120. Okay, whatever. Nolan Ryan, I still think he'd be relevant as a pitcher. I mean, I think you can only reach a peak. But right now, the Ryan Express, yeah, right now it's like if you throw in to have a chance to be a major league pitcher or move on, unless you're Greg Maddux or something, you got to have some kind of junk or you could be precise where you're placing the ball. But you have to at least throw in the mid-90s with your fastball.
Some last parting thoughts for the 6 p.m. hour after the break here on WWL. Well, that's a wrap on this hour of Sports Talk. Next on the 7 o'clock segment, we'll be getting into more baseball, talking to SEC analyst for D1Baseball.com, Mark Everett. See what he's got on the LSU Tigers. And I'm sure we'll get more into the team losing their pitching coach, who is heading to the Georgia to be the new head coach over there, and Wes Johnson, and who the Tigers might get to replace Wes in the pitcher's pitching coach role.
Oh, well,
I know head coach Jay Johnson probably has a short list of names.
And, Steve, we also got to bring up, because I'm intrigued, it's 1-1. Oh, the Nuggets and the Heat. NBA, come on. The look at
Big Game Jimmy.
Yes.
Back after this here on WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.